Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, you're listening to the Boswell Chronicles. I'm George Thomas. Finally able to catch up with Ian Boswell from the Dauphiné. Sorry about technical issues and logistics. Really good to talk with you, Ian.
Yeah, it's been a couple days and it's been some few hard days of racing, but found some time this evening to connect.
So can we catch up on stages 1 and 2 and also the team time trial and then really get in today, the first mountain stage?
Yeah. So stage 1 and 2 were both kind of technically the sprint stages of the race. There aren't many big sprinters here or sprint teams, which makes it actually more difficult because it was some pretty tough terrain and hilly and technical finals and whatnot. So the first 2 days were pretty darn tough, you know, still a lot of climbing, close to 9,000 feet both days. And just aggressive racing, just with, you know, without sprinter teams being here, you know, other riders and, you know, more attacking riders, you know, trying to go off the front late in the race. But we made it through both those days safe. There were a lot of crashes and all of our guys kept all their skin and kept Zacharin safe up in the front for the first 2 days. And we're happy to have come through those and kind of got into the team time trial in the mountain days.
And then what happened during the team time trial? You guys had a pretty good performance, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think we don't have our tour team here. You know, we're missing some kind of the big horsepower guys with, you know, Tony Martin and Niels Pollitt. Even Marcel Kittel could do a pretty darn good team time trial. All things considered, no, we were happy. It was my first team time trial with the team, and some of the other guys' first time doing a team time trial. So we actually didn't even recon the course before or anything, just kind of went out there and did it, which I think with our situation was the best. Just don't think too much, just go and race. We did a decent performance. You know, obviously Sky was, you know, the team to beat, and they put, I think, a minute and a half, minute 40 into us. So a significant chunk of time. But like I said, considering the team we had, we were happy with just how everyone performed. And I was behind Zacharin in the line, and it was pretty evident that he's going well, and he's definitely the kind of the engine of our train.
Now, with a team time trial, do you put in very much practice time doing that, or is that something that you just go out and here we are?
Well, we did the latter. We just kind of went out and did it. We didn't speak too much. We didn't, like I said, we didn't recon the course, which is something completely foreign to me, not having seen the course. But it was a pretty straightforward course. And, you know, sometimes you can kind of overanalyze and over, you know, think things and make it more complicated than it needs to be. You know, but I think with the team we had here, we knew we weren't in contention to win. We wanted to just do a good ride. We raced well as a team. We had no egos of people trying to, you know, pull harder and kind of, you know, disrupt the rhythm of the race. And it was good. You know, definitely the teams, you know, BMC, Sky, you know, the teams that were competing for the win definitely put in a lot of practice and, you know, kind of a more methodical approach, which I'm sure we'll do at the tour when, you know, we have I hope to make the team, but when there's the full horsepower there of, you know, potentially going for the stage win, and, you know, GC is really important.
So tell us about today going into the first mountain stage. Sounds like you were pretty well placed. I mean, a minute 40, yes, that's a big chunk of time, but you can make that up in the mountains. How did today go?
Yeah, so today was the first uphill finish. We had a super hard, well, I wouldn't say hard, but a long start before the breakaway, and we did, goodness, it was almost 80 kilometers before the breakaway finally went, and I think we did the first 80K, we averaged like over 50 kilometers an hour, so like 35 plus 40 miles an hour. Pretty flat, but it was super fast, just, you know, waiting for the right combination of guys to go in the breakaway. And eventually eight guys went, and then we hit the biggest climber of the day, the Col du Noir. And the climb new to me, but it was a long climb. It was 17K at almost 7% average. So, you know, a big climb. The breakaway at the bottom had, I think, 3.5-4 minutes. And I actually wound up attacking out of the peloton. One rider came with me on UAE, Ravazi, and we actually bridged across to the breakaway. But by the time we'd gotten there, Dario Cataldo had escaped and had put time into them. So we, you know, I got to test my legs a bit and just kind of see where my form was. And it was nice to be part of a race and race aggressively. And I tried to, you know, potentially you never know what's going to happen behind. Maybe Zachary needs help later, or maybe, you know, the group behind sits up and you can go for, you know, a good result on the stage. So we were caught back with maybe 15K to go, and then there for the stage win. And my efforts were kind of done for the day. Happy to just kind of roll in and save myself for the day's coming. But I was just nice to be racing. It was good for myself, good for the team, just to be involved in the race again. And it was a nice, like I said, nice day to be out front.
What's coming up tomorrow?
More mountains. I think tomorrow we have couple category 2 climbs and like straight out of the start, and then must be a big valley in the middle, and then we have an uphill finish to who knows the mountaintop finish. I don't think it's anything too major, but the next three, well, I guess, yeah, the next three, the last three stages are all uphill finishes, so we have three pretty big days ahead, which I'm looking forward to. And, you know, my kind of mission here is to myself and to the team. I'm, you know, ready and kind of building towards making that tour team. And today was a good step in the direction. So hopefully I kind of continue on that same path of, you know, progress and showing myself that I'm ready and able to ride the Tour de France.
Sounds like your week at Isola 2000 was very well worth it.
Yeah, and I'm actually, you know, they haven't made the selection for the tour yet. It won't be made till probably the end of June or early July, even just before the race. But Gretchen, my fiance, is coming over after this race, and I'm heading up to another altitude camp, just, you know, giving myself all the opportunity to make that team. And I seem to respond well from altitude and just being in the mountains. So I'm giving myself every chance to make that team.
I really appreciate you taking the extra time to chat with us today. One last question for you. What's kind of your mental attitude going into these mountain stages and knowing that the mountain stages are ahead, three more days of some pretty intense effort coming up? Does that make you nervous, or does that make you really excited and this is where I can shine?
I guess a bit of both. I guess today, you know, just having gone off the front was a bit of a confidence booster. It wasn't kind of pinnacle of, you know, the intensity of the race. It was a good confidence boost for just the way I've been feeling. I've been feeling pretty good. You know, I'm still, I think, I've room to improve. I'm happy with where I'm at. And, you know, I think it's also about managing my efforts. You know, today, once we got caught, once we hit the final climb, that was only 5K, I just kind of took it easy and rolled in. Just, you know, I'm not here to ride for overall classification, so just make sure that I'm managing my effort over these 3 days. And when you're going to go off the front or help Zach, then to really make it count. And if he's fine, then save yourself and, you know, just to be able to save a little bit of energy for later in the race. And, you know, just kind of using some elderly experience to, you know, pace myself over the next 3 days.
Ian Boswell, thanks very much for joining us. Really look forward to catching up with you tomorrow.
Thanks, George.
Ian Boswell, joining us on his show, The Boswell Chronicles, on Over the Top Cycling. Thanks very much for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.